morning. Today is Thursday, June the 4th, 163rd day of the new year. Joining us this morning is Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey.
Good morning.
You're looking suntan-ish.
Really?
Yeah.
This way most of the time.
You must... Yeah. Who says he's a desk jockey? Our quote this morning comes from George Eliot. Blessed is the man who, having nothing to say, abstains from giving us wordy evidence of the fact.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm going to remember that one.
I would imagine you probably have got enough meetings under your belt when you know the guys who are worth listening to and the guys that give you doodling time.
Sure. I agree.
Oh, boy. I can't imagine the meetings that you have to sit through.
Yeah, I can't either.
Yeah. Oh, I see. You mental vacations?
Yeah,
You've developed that routine?
Yeah. In fact, I have a meeting next week. I have to go to Placer County for a state sheriff's meeting. So,
yeah. Do you have a role in that event?
Yeah, I'm on the board of directors for the California State Sheriff's Association. So we have board of directors meetings every other month. So six times a year I try to go. I don't always make all of them, but...
Yeah. So what gets kicked around?
Things that are pertinent to sheriffs throughout the state.
No, really?
Yeah, I knew that would shock you.
Yeah.
You know, some of the hot buttons right now obviously are dealing with the correctional facilities and the issues surrounding those types of things. And just general lobbyist information regarding legislative action being taken by our legislature that affect the sheriffs throughout the state and our stances on those.
Do you get a shot at the governor and some of the
yes.
determinations made in the Capitol building?
Right. We're pretty well engaged with the governor's office at the state level through the State Sheriff's Association. Plus, we have a strong group of lobbyists that work for the state sheriffs, and so we have a pretty substantial voice in Sacramento.
Do you guys get involved with, for example, the mental health funding? It comes in a different package, so to speak, but it certainly impacts what you guys are dealing with on a day-to-day basis. Yeah, for example, if you pushed hard to open the state mental hospitals again, would you guys be one of those carrying that water?
I think so. I think we would have a say in that. You know, I mean, it does impact us now greatly, just that issue, because, you know, everyone knows that the county correctional facilities throughout the state are our mental hospitals that were shut down many years ago. So we, in turn, house a lot of those people in our facilities, and that's why we have such a huge mental health staff in our facilities throughout the state.
Is there any movement to break that out as a separate...
I don't see that as a priority at the state level at this point. There's talk about it from time to time, but I don't see it as a priority to bring those types of facilities back in any number.
Because wouldn't that really reduce your load out on the street, but also the internal stuff?
Yeah, it would definitely help us. I mean, the way it is right now with our classification system within our facilities, we have to classify people as to their... danger to themselves or others.
Yeah, and you get most of those, right?
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19. We'll be back with more from Mike Downey.
You're listening to Destination Radio. If you live here on California's North Coast or on the Curry Coast of Oregon, we're here to help you with things to do and places to see that are not too far from home. If you're visiting our beautiful area, we'll tell you about the events and destinations that will make you want to stay a little longer. What roads to take for spectacular scenery, where to hike in the forests and over the sand dunes, where to ride your bike or paddle a canoe. Coming soon to a radio near you, 790 AM, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mike Downey. Mike, the concept of pushing legislation or rules through a lobbying group or mm-hmm. special interest group, a lot of times that gets tagged as a negative. Oh, well, it's that special. But I would think there's nothing that doesn't go through that isn't being supported by somebody that somebody's going to benefit from. Now, whether it's a formal special interest group or something that's looser.
Let me give you an example. You know, we talked a lot about Prop 47, which was passed back in November of 2014, and how that proposition went into effect immediately upon passage, and the implications of that, such as many crimes were downgraded to misdemeanors that were used to be felonies, especially possession of a stolen firearm, that type of thing. Well, you know, state sheriffs have been lobbying heavily to help fix some of that legislative language, and I was just reading on some of the bills that are coming before us now, where there are fixes that are being pushed through the legislature to take care of some of those things that were overlooked or not really considered to be important at the time Prop 47 came before the voters. So, you know, those are the types of things that we work, hard on to try and make sure that language is compatible with the safety of the public on the street as far as the legislature goes, and that our voices are heard. Let's face it, the sheriff of every county is the chief law enforcement officer for that county. So they're looking out for the best interests of the county itself and for all the municipalities involved. So we have a strong voice in Sacramento and with the governor's office.
So as a member of the board of directors, what's the one piece, the one fix that you're pushing?
I knew you were going to go there.
Well, I mean, you opened it up.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel like I'm sometimes I feel like I'm beating the drum, and I've been beating this drum. You know, one of the biggest things that I want to see is some sense to the marijuana laws within the state of California. We're a diverse group. You know, there's 58 sheriffs that run the gamut as far as the political spectrum goes for California, from ultra-conservative to ultra-liberal counties. Hard to believe, isn't it?
Well, I'm thinking a guy carrying a gun that has the responsibility of standing behind the law doesn't tend to hit the profile of being hard to the left in the political spectrum.
Right.
But well, there are some, though, that
represent, you got to remember, we represent a certain group of the public.
There are certain districts, that are.
And there are counties that are very, more liberal than others, and others that are more conservative. You know, you go to Fresno or Kern County, they have outlawed any cultivation of marijuana in their counties because of different interpretations and wording of their ordinances.
So 215 is permissible, but you just can't grow it here.
There's no cultivation. And so 215 is probably, we're going back 19 years. Prop 215, which was poorly written in my estimation, Compassionate Use Act, which was everyone would vote for compassion for those that need medicine. I get it. But it was poorly written and has never been adequately interpreted by the legislature, so where they can come down with some type of statewide mandate or scheme as to how this thing should be implemented. So it's been left up to the counties, and it's been a disaster. It continues to be a disaster in my estimation. And as we talked about earlier, I was at a stakeholders meeting on Friday in Garberville, where Gavin Newsom, the lieutenant governor, and Jared Huffman, our congressional representative, along with Jim Wood, our assemblyman, we're all there, and it comes back to the same thing that I'm concerned for my county because my county is a production county. We're not a consumer county. We're a production county. So production end of the marijuana industry really affects what goes on in Humboldt County as far as crime and all those types of things.
So, as you're looking at some of this type of thing, interpretation, consistency, et cetera, and the lack of action, is it seen as a third rail issue at Sacramento that they don't want to talk about it because it's endangering their political career?
I wish I knew. It to me, and I said this quite clearly on Friday with Assemblyman Wood, who has become engaged in this issue along with Senator McGuire. The legislature for 19 years has been putting their head in the sand on this issue. They don't want to touch it. And I think it's because it's such a diverse issue with so many different concerns and you know, lobbyists. Let's go back to the lobbyists. You know, it's politically been a hot potato, and now we're talking about some type of legalization of a recreational use of marijuana in 2016 if the voters pass it. This is one of the things I talked about Friday. If we're going that direction, then let's make sure that it is sound legislatively, that there is some controls, there is some regulation, because you name one industry in California or anywhere else in the country that's not regulated. There needs to be some regulation that goes along with any type of legalization.
When you were saying that, I just was flashing. Wouldn't it be intriguing if the legislature actually stepped up and put together the law? And voted it, not waiting for the initiative process, mm-hmm. and having to deal with the garbage you've been having to deal with, but actually took input from the people who were impacted, structured something together, voted on it, put it in, so you're not having to deal with either the 215 scenario or what Oregon's going to be dealing with in a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. where anything goes. Right. You know, either end of the spectrum doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Right. Yeah, and again, I'm speaking for Humboldt County, and I'm speaking for what I see here and what is going on in the ground here in Humboldt County, and the production end is the dirty little secret of Humboldt County, and it's not so much a secret anymore. But there are people that are here, not everyone, but there are people that are here. They're here only to make money and to leave the county, and they don't care what they leave in their wake.
KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey. Mike, this time of the year, obviously we're in the growing season for the outdoor grows. Do you have any kind of a sense? What percentage is indoor versus outdoor in Humboldt County?
No. I really don't. I think we're going to find that indoor is still there, but not as robust it has been in the past, because enforcement end of things, our enforcement is peaked compared to what it used to be. You know, where we used to have a lot of resources thrown at the enforcement end of things, and we don't anymore. Money has dried up for enforcement of the marijuana laws that are currently on the books.
Another reflection of backing off, getting away from the issue entirely?
Well, and the economy in general, you know, and priorities set by the governor's office or set by national referendum, you know, what they're looking for. I mean, the Obama administration has backed off, along with their attorney general, on a lot of the marijuana initiatives and issues throughout the country. So that has a trickle-down effect financially.
They've done that by initiative or by written?
Not so much initiative, but by policy. Policy coming out of their offices. I mean, everybody goes back to the Ogden memo from years ago, where it talked about priorities and those that are not priorities, and it speaks directly to marijuana. I mean, it's no secret that federally any type of enforcement has gone down considerably regarding marijuana laws.
And yet it's still on the books.
Yeah, it's still on the books, sure. I mean, federally it is illegal to have any type of any possession, production, cultivation, or transportation of marijuana of any kind.
Which is really, I would suggest that even compounds the 215 issue times three or four.
Sure. Yeah, so I agree.
But there's no resolution on this thing on the horizon?
No. I personally, I don't know what the answer is. I mean, if we have some type of recreational use or decriminalization of marijuana laws in California, will that help or hurt? Everybody says the way California goes, the rest of the nation will go. I don't know. The biggest thing is if we relax the laws anymore, there's still going to be a black market. There's still going to be other states. Much of the marijuana in California goes outside of California. So the people are still going to be purchasing it at a higher value than they would in California because it's illegal in other states. So they're going to be bringing it in, and it'll be a much more expensive commodity somewhere else than it is here. So I don't, until it is...
ICC laws kick in.
Yeah, until there's a national referendum, I really don't see a lot of change. There'll be some, but I don't think it's going to be as dramatic as people think.
Yeah, but it really puts the badges in a quandary here.
Sure. You know, and that's one thing I talked about Friday in this forum. You know, I want some clear-cut lines for my deputies to go out and do their job. Right now, it's catch as catch can, and you have to guess sometimes as to what's legal, what's illegal, and then it also puts the DA's office in a predicament because they have to also decide what is prosecutable. Is this a prosecutable case? Is it not? And then to try to go federally with a marijuana case is even harder, even though it is federally illegal.
So what did the lieutenant governor say?
It was more of a listening tour, wanting to find out what people wanted to know about, you know, how they felt an initiative should be written and how they felt it should be legislated, if or regulated, if at all, and what it would look like. This is all make me feel good kind of thing. I think it's a good discussion to have, but it might be a little premature because we really don't know which way California is going to go with this. The polls say that an initiative will pass, but we really don't know till that time comes.
Well, and are you going to be proactive or reactive? That's always the challenge. I would have been surprised if Newsom had said anything based on his history as the mayor in San Francisco.
Yeah, he was
gotten out in front of it.
Right, he was mainly listening. I mean, he took a lot of notes, and there was a lot of suggestions from both ends of the spectrum, and he seemed to be engaged in the listening part of it, and there might be something good come out of it. I don't know.
Has the attorney general ever weighed in or visited?
United States attorney general?
Or the state?
Well, no. I don't remember Kamala Harris being here in Humboldt County. There have been others that have come to the state, come to Humboldt County to see what's going on the ground, and that's probably one of the main things we need is for Sacramento to understand what's going on here.
Yeah, you get a real sense of what's going on. I don't know. It just always seems challenging at times to get these folks dialed in to some extent. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:41. We'll be back with more from Mike Downey.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540227, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mike Downey. Mike, the concept of growing season used to have a whole different definition of what we have now. If we're not sure about the in percentage versus outdoor grows, okay, the laws aren't really stated clearly. With these new hires that you're getting from Z, are any of them drug-related at all, or is this going after presence in the communities, domestic abuse, things like that that are they're related to drug use, but that's not the leading reason?
Right. Yeah, the positions that I'm hiring on this first round, remember it's a five-year initiative or proposition, or measure, I'm sorry, This first round is to bolster up general patrol services throughout the county, to put more correctional deputies back in the facility, and to provide those support positions to support those new hires that are being brought on. Now, obviously, again, as I stated, it's a five-year measure. So next year, I will be asking for additional funding, and also the way this marijuana initiative goes, we'll get an idea of where those priorities should be. Along with that, though, I am planning on adding a position to the drug task force. I'm also looking at bringing on some additional investigative services through, detective bureau. So those types of things will all enhance that. But this year is basically general services or general service to the communities themselves.
Not a specific area,
and which was really clear within the vote that came through back in November. You know, is to build up those areas, and I've made no bones about it. My first priority is McKinleyville. It is one of the largest communities within Humboldt County. I want that station will be standalone shortly after the budget's, pretty much adopted here.
By standalone, you mean?
What I mean is that most of the services that the sheriff's office now provide that people have to come to the main station for will be taken care of in McKinleyville. I mean, it goes almost from a substation to more of a station itself. I have a lieutenant and a sergeant assigned there with deputies, but I will have actual deputies who are assigned only to that station, who are familiar with the community and the community needs, and also add to the numbers that are currently there, so that we don't have to pull from the main station to backfill McKinleyville.
So it's kind of like the old municipal courts were before they brought them all into Eureka.
Sure, you could
the same concept.
Same type of concept.
Similar, is that your goal for Garberville also, or is that a little different?
Eventually. Maybe not as substantial as McKinleyville, because obviously McKinleyville has the numbers, has the population that demands that. But, outside of McKinleyville, we have Oreck and Orleans and Hoopah and Trinidad and Blue Lake, that all feed off of that main or off of that station in McKinleyville. So those will all be fed and nurtured from there, so to speak. It's pretty exciting, actually, to be able to fulfill those mandates and to bring people back into those areas.
Kind of makes you feel like you're a sheriff.
Yeah, I've said this before. Last 4 years were really rough with all the budgetary constraints we had. I'm really looking forward to the next 4 years to rebuild the agency and to provide the services to the community.
Let me interpret what you just said. You are looking forward to the next 4 years?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that shoots down all those rumors.
I know. I've heard rumors. Hey, he's only going to do a year and retire. I'm not planning on that. No, I signed up for 4 years.
Good. We got to get something newsworthy out of this one.
There you go. Newsflash.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We'll bring back the old AP machine. Thanks for coming by, Mike.
All right, thank you.
We've been Talking Shop with Mike Downey. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.